July 17th, 2018, Town Board Workshop with the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership at 6 o'clock.
And we got the board got a problem.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
So I'm a little concerned.
We're on.
Where is our... Okay, so...
Let me stop it?
No. A roll call? Actually, just want to welcome everyone to the Town Board Workshop on Economic Development for 6 p.m. on July 17th. And with that, I'll take a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And so we were to be working with Marty from the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership. Maybe he's running a little late this evening. But basically, it's the work of the town board to utilize the board's thoughts in developing the economic development plan and a strategy to implement that plan for the town of Monroe moving forward.
Great.
Hopefully he'll show up.
Yeah.
Marty Vargas?
Yeah, I'm just going to stand in the meeting.
We have a couple of items in front of us.
Yeah, we, while we're waiting just to make efficient use of time, as we discussed at the, I think it was the last town board meeting, maybe it was the one previous to that, we should do a water committee meeting to schedule time to hammer out the draft contract that we want to provide to the village for consumption of town water. They currently haven't received water, I believe, up until yesterday. I think they utilized about 500,000 gallons. And they are now no longer, our water is no longer flowing to the village. And so some of the issues that came out during the regular town board meeting, which I had annotated, would be, you know, what constitutes an emergency? You know, who would have the authority to, would it be vested in the town supervisor? Would it be a majority of board members polled to get yes or no on allowing the water to flow? So those are some of the things that we should consider in putting that draft together for the village.
Yeah, the thing that we've left that was that Councilman Noonan and myself on that committee, we would work with Carla, who was sent off to do some research.
Right.
We need to circle back with her and report back to the board or hold a workshop.
Yeah, so if it's my suggestion would be to have a committee meet with Jesse, maybe hone in on some issues, recommendations, and then we can have a workshop on it after that, or you can bring to the board, report on it, point out the items where you want input from the entire board on that, and then we can schedule a workshop at that time.
Okay.
So that would be a good idea. Next issue while we're waiting here is I emailed the town board. I'm going to be out of town next week. I believe council member.
No.
Are you?
I'm here next week. I'm gone the 27th through the 5th.
Oh, okay. So there's only myself will not be available. So the question that I have for the board, we do have our regular scheduled end-of-month audit meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what the board's pleasure is, we can either cancel the regular town board meeting, the second one of the month, and conduct a light agenda during the audit meeting, or you can roll right into a regular agenda. I don't have a lot of items that need to be addressed that week, but it's totally up to the board what you'd like to roll.
My only concern, and I think that shared an email, either way works for me. We can run a separate meeting, or we can just make it part of the extended audit meeting, as long as any department requests that need to be addressed for the purpose of the town continuing to function. If we can do those in the audit meeting and handle any requests from departments, then I'm good.
Yeah, and so I did get that email, and so I had Lisa send an email to all the department heads requesting any action that requires town board activity to get that information to my office by Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So So we'll have an idea whether there is stuff that needs to be addressed. Okay. And I'll certainly, you know, make that available to the board members on Thursday. So you don't need to decide right now if you don't want to. But, you know, I don't have a heavy agenda for a regular town board meeting.
Okay. So I concur with what Alan has to say. If there's things that need to be addressed, we should probably take care of it.
Yeah, so my position, same as the one Councilman Hogan just did, is we can cancel the board meeting and just extend the on meeting and take care of any department head requests at that time.
Okay. And then our next meeting would be the second Tuesday of
August 7th.
We have another meeting the following week. No.
No, it would be August 14th.
Right. Yes, August 14th.
Would be the next town board meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a real vacation for me.
Preferences from other board members?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that sounds fine to run in department meetings or department requests. Would we be getting into any gray water by canceling the board meeting but then holding as sort of a board meeting at the same time as the audit meeting? Is that too much?
It's a form, not a major way, but a form.
Oh, we just call
like a workshop as you
oh, okay.
That's so I'm going to take action with it.
Yep, I'm okay with that.
I just want, if the board wants to do it at the audit meeting, I just want to get it on the website that it's been canceled as soon as possible.
If it wasn't for the fact that we're having this workshop tonight in the same format, taking advantage of addressing some issues that attack immediate need, which are on tonight's agenda,
right,
that I would deal with as I do. We're going to deal with some items tonight that we want to deal with next Thursday. So
right,
if we knock them out tonight, then
right,
we're not leaving any business undone.
Yeah. I'm going to stand at need just for a moment to see if I can track down what's going on, because I have a concern that somebody may not have shown up.
Okay. Do you have his number?
I don't, so here's the problem, this new phone, and my contacts have not transferred over to my old phone.
I might have.
You have?
I might.
Here?
And maybe, this probably on his,
probably just the main office.
Yeah, I don't know, that's, yeah, I don't have a cell phone. Do you have a cell phone? Stand at ease on the recording until we start up again.
Sure.
871-1887, but I'm pretty sure that's the office number.
1887.
518-871-1887.
Yeah. All right. My apologies to everyone. Marty did not get it on his calendar, and so we'll have to reschedule the workshop on economic development, which he will provide me with some dates tomorrow, and I'll circle back with the board, see what works for everyone. But all is not in vain. We do have a couple items that normally I prefer that we handle on a regular town board, at a regular town board meeting, but they are time sensitive, and I also made the public aware at the last board meeting that we would be acting on some of these items this evening. So the first one is the water tank for Water District Number 1 T-Mobile contract. Board members should have been provided with a final copy of that, and if the board is in agreement with the terms of that contract, I would need a resolution authorizing the supervisor to sign the contract.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Thank you. Glad that one's behind us. That's a good
idea. Yeah, no, that, as I pointed out when we entered into these discussions, that that's going to take that water district out of the red before the end of the year, I believe. And we'll be in great shape for next year. So all our districts will be in the black. So good work by everyone. Next item is National Grid lighting, at which we tabled involving the detention management group. And there was what appeared to be some confusion at the last board meeting, so we tabled it until we could get the actual numbers. And believe it or not, the numbers that the board had at the last meeting were correct. So, you know, better to be cautious than to move forward with a possible mistake. So, with that, I will need a resolution accepting the proposal from Detention Management Group in contract with National Grid to replace the lights at the following locations with LED bulbs. Town of Monroe agrees to pay the total amount split evenly over 12 months through the monthly utility bills. And I'll just run down what the amounts are. For the old new highway garages, the amount is $13,330.26, which works out to $1,110.86 per month. The signed garage, the amount was correct at $919.67, which works out to $76.64 per month. Transfer station was $1,318.42. Monthly amount of $109.87. The annex building was $4,298.67, which works out to $358.22 per month. Recreation garage, $1,816.20, which is a monthly cost of $151.35. Small baseball field, $745.70, which works out to $62.14 per month. Large baseball field, $283.50 annually, which works out to $23.63 per month. And softball quads, which is $1,011.60, which works out to $84.26 per month. So I need someone to move that motion and authorize me to sign the contract, or the town supervisor to sign the contract.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmiers?
Yes. The next item, I would like to have a brief executive session, and I anticipate we'll be taking action when we come out of the executive session. And the purpose of the executive session is to discuss a particular individual or individual's work performance.
So moved.
Yes.
Roll.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmiers?
Yes.
Comprehensive plan? Has the board passed that?
Town board?
Yes.
No. So we.
That's also.
Yeah.
It's not to be
on the list.
Okay.
It's on the list. I believe a way for comments from the planning board.
No, I think everything.
Or zoning board.
Zoning board. I think, based on what I heard, maybe Mark will have done this, but it's.
I've had conversations with Mark.
I know the planning board stuff. We did last.
I think it may be for he's compiling the comments for the town board review. Maybe that's what we're. I did have a conversation.
Okay. Good.
All right. So.
Okay.
All set.
Yes.
So we're coming out of executive session. No action was taken during executive session. And I'll take a roll call. Very well. Motion.
Motion to come out of executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzmiers?
Yes. And with that, we have just one item left to discuss tonight, and we want to ensure that we have appropriate staffing as we move into the tournament season at our rec park. And we have some individuals that some members of the board have had the pleasure to interview, and I believe at the desk.
So for the motion, the first one is to hire Kyle Hullum, who will be hired as a seasonal laborer for the rec department, and be compensated at a rate of $12 per hour. This will be effective 7/18 2018, subject to successful completion of background check, pre-employment physical within 2 week period.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
I have an additional resolution to hire. This is for Benjamin Sperry to be hired as seasonal laborer for the rec department. Compensated at the rate of $12 per hour. This could be effective 7/18/2018, subject to successful completion and background check and pre-employment physical within 2 week period.
Second. Any discussion? For the record, this is the son of my confidential secretary, so I will be abstaining from the vote to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest. Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes, thank you.
The third and final resolution to hire. This hires slightly different than the other in the fact that this is pending one final verification of availability. But this is for an Abigail Landon to be hired as a seasonal laborer for the Recreation Department to be compensated at the rate of $12 per hour. This is effective 7/18/2018, subject to successful completion and background check and pre-employment physical within 2 week period.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And with that, I have no further business. I'm not sure if the board members have anything they'd like to bring up, discuss, or convey. No? Okay, so with that, I entertain a motion to close the workshop for this evening, and I would just like to add to the record that, which I don't know if I was clear on early on, that we will be rescheduling a workshop on economic development in the future as soon as I get some availability dates for the Talon board members.
Second. Was that a motion to close? did you have a motion to close? No? Motion to close, please.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Yes.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Sorry, everybody. Not a lot of economic development.